The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I'm the sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's, that's right, Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofiness which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Yay! Please, Lord, come back. Please, right away. Yes. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I have no idea. But I do, and it's fun. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk hope with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right here. And sometimes we ask these questions and they're really serious and deeply probing, challenging you from the psychological and emotional point of view. And then other times we're just looking for some fun and some answers. Here you go. What is, get ready, your favorite proverb? Not what's your favorite proverb verse, but just what's your favorite proverb? That simple. Yes, it is okay to have a favorite proverb. Not a problem. If you want to reach out to us, by the way, and share that or other things, as we'll get into that, you can call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like talking to a person that you can count on.
Aww.
Aww, that's nice.
Thank you, David. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you, my friend. I want everybody to know that you're doing a phenomenal job helping me with the recording on the audiobook. It's a very... Chad, it was a very challenging moment today, wasn't it?
Yes, it was when we got through it.
We did. I'm going to talk about that and show you where grace comes in, where you don't even think it's going to come in, and you're just sitting there going, oh, no, oh, no. I'll explain that in a minute. But here's the thing I want you to be aware of. If you want to reach out to us, you should. How about that? I don't know how to say it. You should reach out to us. If you've got a praise report, well, by golly, give us a holla. And why that's important is because when you share a praise report, listen, it glorifies the Lord. Listen, it blesses other people. Listen, it confirms it in your own life. Now, how powerful is that? And we bring that up to you and we petition on it because people are afraid to share. In fact, unless it's something so big, you don't even want to share it. Well, guess what? Guess what? The little things count. The little moments that the Lord gives you, the little graces, and you know they're graces. those are also praise reports. So here, Jacob and I, I'm going to explain that, and then I'll get back to this other stuff. So Jacob and I are doing the book, and it's an audio book. So I want you guys to know I have not read this book out loud in its entirety ever. So, I mean, this is kind of a new thing for me altogether. So I have to go, stop, you know, because it's like, no, that's not right. That's not the right way to say that. So while that is going on, I come across this part in the book, and I'm reading from this program that I have that kind of helps you, you know, kind of filter through. And I notice there's this big gap. And so I just say to Jacob, well, that's not what's supposed to be there. And so then I say, well, I'm just going to wing it. So then I wing it, and it's not that the winging it was bad, right? That wasn't terrible or anything. But then I get the book, the newest copy, and then I open it up, and what I was looking for was in there. So what was missing was the new program didn't load up a page. Because at first I was like, oh, all the new published books, all the new ebooks are wrong. And it's like, no. And guess what? I know that sounds crazy, but I am so thankful in my heart that the corrections I have to make are copy and paste. Just let me just say that. That's just such a blessing. I praise the Lord for that. Because that means that my efforts, the prior efforts are not wasted. And it's an easy fix. Now, I just think that's a blessing. Isn't that cool? I mean, that's kind of how I look at that.
Yep. You said we can re-record it Thursday and then we're right back on track.
Right. It's like, boom, done. Oh, praise the Lord. Simple. Well, see, those little things like that, those are graces. And why I'm making a big deal of it? Because it flooded my heart and my mind with, yay. That's what it flooded me with. So sharing those things that happen in your life, they're powerful for other people because, you know what? We need the Lord in the big things. And we need the Lord in the little things. Hey, if he's counting the hairs on your head, that everything in your life must matter, right? Right. So if you want to share a testimony, you do that. And you don't have to sound great or be great. I make more mistakes. You've known me for how long? So how long have you been doing this? Did you start, when did you start? In August or in July or August or September? Where did you start?
It was like mid-September.
Mid-September. How many shows have we done that have been flawless together? How many have we done that have had zero mistakes?
I would say one, but that might be pushing it.
Yeah, you're pushing it for sure. But that might have been in the beginning when you didn't catch everything.
Right.
So my whole point in you and I hearing this and everybody responding to this is, look, there are things that happen and they go on. But those little graces, those little moments, acknowledge them. They're before the Lord. They might seem like such so insignificant, but they're not insignificant. And if we can give proper praise and proper honor to the Lord, then should we not? Is he not watching out over everything in our lives? Oh, I'm sorry. Is it just the big things? Because God doesn't have time to take care of all these little things. You ever heard somebody say that to you? God controls time. So I would just take that one off the table. So if you want to share a testimony, you can. If you have a prayer request, you can share that too. Why that's good is we'll take our faith, combine it with your faith. We'll have more faith. We'll pray about it. We'll petition the Lord, bring it before him, ask him, expect, and trust. And that's engaging with the Lord. That's what we do. We do that for one another. Why do we do that? Because it's important to carry each other's burdens and be a blessing to each other and participate with one another. I know some of you have a phenomenal fellowship avenue in your churches, and I'm so appreciative. You hear me say all the time, you make sure you take care of home base first. But we are a fellowship, and if people can't fellowship at churches and you can fellowship, just great. We're not going to replace your church. I'm just trying to say, great. Fellowship, that's what it's about. Taking care of one another, laughing together, crying together. Do you know how hard it is sometimes people can just share from their heart? And it's sad. And you just know that's a part. Well, that's part of being one another. That's what the Lord wants from us. So if you've got a praise report or a prayer request, don't hesitate. I'll tell you, you can call us at 972-445-0770. You can also text us. And that's very safe. And that's 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Would you like me to attempt doing this in a British voice? Well, you can give us a call at 214 210-8483. Well, that's not to make fun of British people. My mother-in-law is British. I think it's funny. 214-210-8483. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. Also, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, at hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. No wonder I'm on fire, because the grace of God is just pouring upon me, and I'm so appreciative of his love in the little things. I'm telling you right now, the Bible says despise not the day of little things. Does it look small now? Oh, wait. That's something I'm going to be teaching on in about 6 weeks. Okay. Right now, before we do anything else, we're going to do prayers in the next set. But right now, we're going to do this. We're in Matthew chapter 17 at what is considered to be one of the most bizarre. Oh, we don't talk about it that way. But it is one of the most bizarre experiences in Scripture. And I am going to do my best to confront myself as well as everybody else with just how bizarre this really is. Matthew chapter 17, verse 1 says this: six days later, Jesus took Peter and the two brothers, James and John, led them up to a high mountain. Verse 2, as they watched, Jesus' appearance changed so that his face shone like the sun, and his clothing became dazzling white. Now, I'm going to say this so that you can get this. It's the best I can communicate this. And we mentioned this last week. We now in our society, with our technology and all the cool stuff and the bizarre imaginations, we have been doing space movies for 100+ years. We have been doing special effects. That's just a big part of what Star Wars is exciting because of the special effects back in 1976 when it first came out. It was like cool. Here's the thing. These disciples never have had a space movie, a special effect, some kind of unique capacity to see something that is quote-unquote sci-fi. They're with Jesus on the mountain. The first thing that happens is his appearance changes. And his face shines like the sun. I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, but if you look at the sun now on Earth, it's a little bright, you know? It's really a bad idea to look directly at the sun, isn't it? Right? How about if that same kind of magnitude of light was about 10 feet from you? And his face is dazzling. It's like the sun. His clothing, now just, I love these things. His clothing becomes white, like it's a dazzling white. It's not even just regular white, you know, just like, oh, it's kind of tan or whatever. Oh, no, it's kind of bright, like somebody bleached their teeth, like Ross and Friends when his teeth are shining. No. This is dazzling white. This is like, whoa, get the sunglasses. And they didn't have those either. Get the sunglasses and put them on. Why? Because it's so bright. And this is what they're seeing with Jesus on the mountain. This is something nobody has ever seen. Not to this level. Oh, we've had angels jump into fire. We've had all that stuff. Now we got a guy whose face is like, his clothing is bright, shiny. There's no clothing in the world that was as bright as this clothing. Right in front of their eye. It didn't happen where he put something on. It happened, boom, right in front of the disciples. Then what happens? Oh, just take a deep breath here. Then what happens? Jesus' face is shining like the sun, while the clothing is so bright, you're just like, what is going on around here? While that's happening, suddenly Moses and Elijah appear. Now we're taking this to a whole nother level. So let's just understand what we're talking about. Jesus' face shining like the sun. They're 10 feet, 15, 20 feet away, if they're even that far away. Jesus' clothes, dazzling white, so bright, it's like, what? And then all of a sudden, Jesus is talking to Moses and Elijah. They're having, by the way, a conversation. Moses and Elijah appeared and began talking with Jesus. I'm not sure if you're catching this, but I want you to catch this. Get this. They're having a conversation. Jesus is having a conversation with Moses and with Elijah. Anybody who said, well, Jesus never talked to Moses or Elijah and blah, 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 is like, well, that's wrong. And they're having a – now, that's not the part I want you to get. That's only part of the cool stuff. Here's the other part of the cool stuff. The disciples are watching this. See where we're going with this? The disciples are watching the Lord, their Savior, specifically talking to Moses and Elijah. Get that? That's powerful. All right. Now, I got to check with Jacob because we did get a text in that says that we went off the air. Is that possible that that is true or somebody's radio just went down? If you, what Jeanette is saying is, Jeanette's saying there's no audio. Are we okay on here this end?
Yeah, it looks to be down right now.
It is down, so they can't hear me no matter what I'm saying. Right?
You can go to the, should be able to go to the app.
You should be able to. So if you can hear me on the app, please text me. We're going to have to keep the show going because we don't stop for things like this, right? That's kind of what we do. So here it is. So the best part about this is we're on the app, but we are not on the radio sound. So I can't do anything to change that, which is so sad. That's so sad. Okay, so we've got to keep the show going, so I do want you to be aware. We're still going to do our trivia. We're still going to do everything else, but I just want you to catch the flavor of this, and this stuff does happen. And that's why we love live radio, because you just make your adaptations and do the best that you can do. That's what we're doing. We're taking it, and we're just like, praise the Lord. The Lord's with us. That's all that matters. In the midst of this encounter with Peter and James and John, seeing Jesus have a conversation with Elijah and with Moses, their life has forever changed in that moment. Now, we're going to slow it down here, and we're still going to do all the normal stuff. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to still do our trivia question because we have trivia questions. And so take a deep breath because the next part we're going to get into is so unbelievable. But just take a deep breath. Here we go. Here's your trivia question. Here it is. You have to identify who this is. You guys should get this one. If you don't get this one, call me after the show so I can talk to you about it. This is, you're supposed to identify who this person is. I'll give the identity clues, and then I'll give you three choices to make. Here it is. I am also called the Messiah. Who am I? I am also known as the way, the truth, and the life. Who am I? Am I Jacob? Am I Jesus Christ? Or am I John the Baptist? Am I Jacob? Am I Jesus Christ or am I John the Baptist? I am also called the Messiah. Who am I? And I am known as the way, the truth, and the life. Your reference is Matthew 16:16, as well as John 14:6. If you think you know the answer, by the way, you can reach out to us and call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So I'm going to take this moment to send you up to the website, as we often do. Hello, we often do. Does look like we're back on radio now. I'm getting that indication. So here's the trivia question one more time, giving you a chance. You're supposed to identify the person. I am called the Messiah. I am also known as the way, the truth, and the life. Who am I? Is that Jacob, Jesus Christ, or John the Baptist? That is the question. If you think you know, reach out to us. Like I said, I'm going to send you up to the website, and I got all this stuff to tell you. Blah, 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 blah. You know what? Check out the website. It's really cool. There's some cool stuff on there. If you want to give, give. If you don't, don't. If you want prayer requests, put it in there. If you got a praise report, put it in there. Just put it in there. Check out the website. Have fun with it. Check out hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Yeah, that's your favorite one, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it, yeah, it does sound like we're back on the radio. If it does go out again, we have yet to go out at all on the website.
Yeah.
So if it goes out again over the radio, if you go to the KAAM website,
okay,
it should be good.
Okay. So you can get it on the website. So that's why when we and by the way, on our website, hemustincrease.org, there's a listen live button. You can click
yep.
that and do that as well. See, we got you covered on both angles. Don't you love live radio, though? Isn't this the best part of it, though? You just take what you're given and you say, thank you, Lord.
What's funny is just earlier in the show, we were talking about, is there a perfect show? Have we had to do a perfect show? Yeah. Still no.
Still no. I think the perfect show is the one that I'm not hosting. Anyway, here we go. Your trivia question. Yes, Al, we went off the air on the radio. I'm just telling people. Now we're back on. Okay, there we go. Here it is. Your trivia question. I am called the Messiah. I am also known as the way, the truth, and the life. Who am I? Am I Jacob? Am I Jesus Christ? Or am I John the Baptist? Matthew 16:16, as well as John 14:6 is your clue. You can reach out to us, by the way, and call 972-445-0770. You also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So back to the text I want to go and shall. And here's what I want you to catch. Let's pick it up again. And you're thinking, Dave, you're really overplaying this hand. No, I think what's happened is we've underplayed the transfiguration. I think the transfiguration is one of the most significant moments in the gospel. Jesus turns into something much, much different than we have ever known. And oh, by the way, Jesus makes a reference earlier in the text before they get to this point. Jesus makes a reference that they are going to see the Son of Man in his kingdom. So somehow the Mount of Transfiguration is some connect to the kingdom. Do you see how this is unbelievable? It's like, what? What part of the kingdom is this? 6 days later, Jesus took Peter and the two brothers, James and John, led them up to a high mountain. As they watched, Jesus' appearance changed. So his face shone like the sun. I said this before. You look at the sun for a while from earth, wow, it's pretty bright. You can't keep looking at it. You're not supposed to. How about 10 feet from you? Suddenly, his clothes became dazzling white. Not just white. Dazzling white. Whoa, give me some sunglasses, like I said. Suddenly, Moses and Elijah appear to be talking with Jesus. Peter blurts out, Lord, this is wonderful. If you want me to, we'll make three shrines, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Stop. We're not even getting to that part. Why? Because you got to catch this. As the moment is taking place, as though it's not bizarre enough, as anything any human being has ever seen or experienced, the next event could be equally as strange. At the very moment while Jesus is shining like the sun and his clothes are dazzling white, Moses and Elijah appear to start talking with Jesus. Don't miss this. How did Peter, James, and John know that it was Elijah? How did they know it was Moses? Not like they had a picture, not like they had a Polaroid, not like they had a smart camera. How did they know? They were conversing with Jesus, and Moses and Elijah and Jesus, they're face to face. They're having a conversation, and they knew. So the only thing you could pull out of this, and yes, you actually get to pull this out, and I'm not the first person to say it. I won't be the last, is in some capacity in the kingdom of God, when the glory has fallen, We're going to know one another. We're going to know. How are we going to know one another? I don't know, but see, Peter, James, and John, not even fully being in, knew. Hey, he's talking to Moses. He's talking to Elijah. Wow. And Peter's like, this is cool. By the way, this is wonderful. This is fantastic. This is awesome. Is also our speak for this is cool. Okay. So I'm going to do the trivia question, but I don't want you to miss this, right? Here's the thing I want you to get. This moment is a manifestation of the kingdom of God. And Jesus is shining bright. That is always a testimony to the kingdom of God, that Jesus is shining bright. So bright. Get it? All right. I am called the Messiah. I am also known as the way, the truth, and the life. Who am I? Am I Jacob? Am I Jesus Christ? Or am I John the Baptist? And the answer is Jesus Christ. That is who is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by him. So, if you are able to hear us, awesome. If you're from Dallas or Denver or in Detroit, go to hemusincrease.org and hang out with us. We're going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry. No parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
The David Spoon Experience.
Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Brother Ace.
Hey, Brother Ace. How are you, my bro?
I'm doing good. I'm under a tree in the shade and eating chicken and dumplings.
Nice. That's nice. Good for you. That's how you're in the shade eating chicken and dumplings. I like it. All right. I gave this clue, and I think some people might have not quite caught it, so I'm hoping you did. Which king said, as I was lying in my bed, the images and visions that passed through my mind terrified me?
Are you looking for Nebuchadnezzar?
That is correct, sir! Yes, sir! Remember, now the reason that I gave the moo sound is because he was driven and he ate with the cattle, and so I just gave the moo.
Yeah, that was quite an experience for the man to be a king and then have to eat and be like a cow. God's got to humble us sometimes, and we just got to accept it, you know.
That's exactly right. You know, you think about that guy, and you think he would have been, and even Daniel warned him, he would have been fine, except he walked out on that. He walked out on his foray, and he goes, I have built all this. It's like, yeah, that was a dumb thing to say right there. That was it. You and Elsie the cow, that's what happened right there. That was bad.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly right. No, I'll tell you. Well, that's good. I mean, life is full of surprises, but one thing you cannot do is be haughty in the presence of the Lord. I know that.
Amen, so, brother. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's good to talk to you. I encourage Gabriel to continue to rise to his profession. It'll be good.
Yep, you got it. And we'll work it all together, right, and we'll help him get there. Right? Well,
all right.
All right, brother. Love you in the Lord, bro.
Yeah, right. We love you, too. Thanks for praying for me. I appreciate that.
You got it.